see how this happens. That's the gap, years, it's a show.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for coming. I'd like to thank Mr. Tzvika Reisman for coming and sharing with us this fascinating class, and I hope we'll have many, many more. Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi Wolf. Thank you, Haki, for the title, Easy Does It? It was my title. It's an opportunity, especially we have a small group, to have an interaction here. I usually, in the shiur that I give in Aloha, I expect everybody to get involved and ask questions and actually make statements as well. So let's do it. We are a very tiny group, and I think it's the right thing to do. If you don't agree, please ask. If you agree, definitely say yay. Speaking about the month of Iyar. Month of Iyar is the second month in the calendar. What does it mean, second? Or Gdaliyahu Shor brings in his Sefer Or Gdaliyahu that the number one is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Echad. There's nothing like Echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. Two is already divided into two. What is the month Iyar? Is also divided? The first month is the Rosh. Nisan is the head. Is Iyar a Rosh as well? Or is he the vice president? Is there a significance to the number two with regards to the month of Iyar? As a matter of fact, the Sefer Yetzirah says that the months, 12 months, are equal to the mazalot. The mazal of the month of Iyar is shor, an ox. How is the ox connected to the month of Iyar? Why ox? What is the idea about ox? The shevet of this very month is Yisochar. We know Yisochar is a Tamid Chochem. But Yisochar in the Chumash, Yisochar Chamor Garem, is considered like a donkey. That's the Pasuk. Chamor, a donkey. In Israel, when you call somebody a chamor, you know what he is. So, how can it be Yisochar, chamor, and what it has to do with the month of Iyar? And then, the Sefer Yetzirah, by the way, the Sefer Yetzirah is the Sefer that miyuchas la'Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu wrote the Sefer. Sefer Yetzirah is dividing the months as well as Shvotim, 12 Shvotim, as well as the Mazolos, for Oisius, 12 letters. And the letter that fit, according to him, the months of Iyar is the letter Vav. What has Vav to do here with the months of Iyar? Iyar, Vav. So we have asked a few questions. I'll ask two more questions for what happened. What happened in the month of Iyar? Amalek. Milchemes Amalek was in Kavdalet Beiyar. Why here? Why Milchemes Amalek in Kavdalet Beiyar? And then, one more thing that's happening in the month of Iyar. Sfiras Omer. We have Sfiras Omer 2 in Nisan. We have Sfiras Omer 2 in Sivan. But the full month of Sfiras Omer is only in the month of Iyar. So it's some significance to that fact that the month of Iyar has Sfiras Omer. What is so special about Sfiras Omer that is attached to this month of year. So we see here a few questions. I hope you all understand the questions. I'll repeat the questions again. Month of year, unique months. It's number two, not number one. What is so special about number two? Or maybe not special about number two. The muzzle of the month is Shor, an ox. The Shevet is Issachar. Why Issachar has to do with the year. And the letter Vav, Amalek, and Sfiras HaOmer. One more thing that happened in the months of year is, says the Bnei Yisrael, Matnas Abe'er. We all know that there was water in the desert. Where did we get water in the desert? Remember, Miriam, there was a bear, Shirat Abe'er. Shirat Abe'er, later on we'll see, it appears only in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parshas, if I'm not mistaken, Chukas. It happened actually at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah, if I'm not looking at it as an history book, but true, when did it happen? Parshas Bashalach. The man happened there, Shir HaSayam happened there, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Yisro. It fits to be in Parshas and Sefer Shmos. Well, those who learn Tanakh understand what I'm saying. Two, we can say, En Mugdam Mucha B'Torah. And Rashi asked that question already. Rashi say, we wanted to be Mefarsim Anes, at least mention it here. It's not even mentioned in Sefer Shmos. And the question is, why? Something very unique. Pardon? But it's not, the Be'er is so on the side. It's like on, it's not a center. And without the water, the story about the Be'er was, it's not even mentioned. Yes, it's mentioned at the end, after the month, with the Slav mentioned eventually later too. But no mention, and Rashi asked that question. Rashi said, we wanted to be Mefarsim Anes, I waited till Parshas Chukas. It's the right place to be here and talk about that. Why don't you talk about this? You know, I'm going to ask one more thing that happened. I'm sorry, I just now remember there's one more thing that happened. Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is actually this coming Wednesday. This Wednesday was Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is a very interesting yontev. I wrote about it in another article. I call it, it's probably not my definition, second chance. It's a second chance. Those people who didn't come to Yerushalayim or to the Midbar or to ever, they couldn't celebrate the Yontev on Pesach, the first Pesach. They get another chance, Yom Kippur. I was busy. Can I get Yom Kippur months later? I say, Yom Kippur, any Yom Kippur? Rosh Chodesh, what do you mean you get a second chance? Why here you get a second chance? What is it so unique that you get a second chance? So there's so many questions, and I just asked probably 10 questions on the months, and I can ask some more, but I want to bring out an idea that maybe it is correct, and I actually took it from the Shemesh Shmuel, from the Sochet of a Rebbe. As I told you, Milchemet Amalek started at Kavdalet Be'iyah. Where do we know it? It says, Vayachnu Berefidim. They were in Refidim, the city of Refidim. Rashi, actually it's the Midrash, actually it's the Gemara, Refidim, Sherafu Yedem Min HaTorah. All of a sudden, Jews decided, oh, what's going on here? We're not interested. Rafu Yedem, the ants are all of a sudden weak. We are really not interested in what you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you, whoever, are giving us. What happened? us? I don't understand. The Shem Mishmuel asked the question. V'yesh lavin. Adayim lo nitna lahem haTorah. It's on number 10. Footnote number 10. If you see number 10, it's to the left side. Shem Mishmuel. V'yesh lavin. Adayim lo nitna lahem haTorah. What happened? Lama hegi alayim onesh al rifyon yadayim haTorah. What is it? Amalek comes and fights them. They have a struggle with Amalek. Why? What did they do? What happened that all of a sudden Amalek shows up and they automatically give up? They don't want to fight. Rafu yadayim in haTorah. And I think it lies... the answer to it in few sentences, very short sentences. Jews were in Egypt for 210 years, long time, few generations. If 70 years is a generation, so it's five times seven, five generations rather. At that time they lived longer, but they were disgusted. Kotzer ruach, avodah kasha. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nes. 10 makas. Makas b'choyres. In 1 second, they immediately got gratification. Instant gratification. Wow. We like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. Look. We suffered for 210 years. We cried. We lost our children. We had to work so hard. Maybe we had the Shabbos. We had nothing. And all of a sudden, we saw Moshe Rabbeinu came to Sinai, Boer Baesh. We still suffered. Eser Makos. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given us gratification. What is it? So beautiful. In 1 second. As a matter of fact, they remembered what happened to Yosef a long time ago. In page number 9, I bring from the Pasuk, Yishlach Paro veikra et Yosef vayiritzu min habor, when Yosef was in prison. In page number 1, in footnote 9, the Sforno, Yishlach Paro veikra et Yosef vayiritzu min habor vayigalach vayachlef simloisav. We all know the story of Yosef. He was a prisoner for 22 years. He left his father. He was sitting in prison, and all of a sudden, the king needed somebody, so they called him out. Says the Sforno, Ve'yiritzu min habor, kederech kol teshuat Hashem, shenaaset kmo rega. It's in 1 second. Ka'amur ki krova yeshuati lavo. Jews felt, look, our forefather Yosef had the same thing. In 1 second, all of a sudden, I didn't expect it. I was sitting in prison. I thought, I'll never get out of prison. I got out of prison. Beregachat, in 1 second. Jews felt the same thing. On this side, we live today in a society that is actually the same thing. We have a computer. We have a cell phone. If you don't, the computer is not immediately on, something is wrong. And if it's wrong, it's again wrong. I can get to it. It bothers me. The telephone. I'm just dialing. It doesn't work. What's going on today? What happened to us? I think we are at that age, there's some young people here, but thank you anyway, that I remember the time I didn't have a telephone, a cell phone. I was against having a cell phone myself. I was not against the computer, but all the system that if I don't get them immediately, instant gratification, it was working. It took us to go to Israel from America at that time a month. on a boat, on a plane. We had to land in two countries in Europe. And today, we're in 14 hours, we're in Tel Aviv. If it's not, oh, I have to have a nonstop. If I don't go nonstop, I'm not interested. What happened? Actually, that's what happened to the Jews. They went, for a reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them on a long journey, 49 days. A long journey. 49 days from Egypt to Har Sinai. He says, you have to have certain stations for a reason. So, 1 day, 2 days, 40 days. Came Kaf Daled, we can't do it anymore. Not right now, I give up. Isn't it the same? Says the Shem Yishvuel. This is the real Amalek. This is Amalek. We have Amalek within us. We don't have to look for the outside Amalek, says the Shem Yishvuel. At the time of Esther was the same thing. They didn't have patience, the Jews. Where did they go? They go to the party of the king. Hey, kosher. They say they didn't have patience. They had to wait a little bit. They had to listen to Mordechai. Shem Yishmuel. So, what we see, what Amalek is a point or a person or a group or a nation that has no patience to go and sit and look up and say, let me think for a minute. Is that the right step I need to take? Or, no, I'm hasty. In English, you have a term, haste makes waste, isn't it? We don't think. This is what Amalek is all about. So let me see how he called it. Actually, the Kotzke Rebbe called it. The Jews at the time, if he didn't get what they wanted, they were misyayesh. They gave up. Is that the right translation? Yeush. But at the same time, we all, is that true? Despair. It's a despair. But at the same time, says the Kotzke Rebbe, we all say, oh, men all learn the Gemara, Baba Metzia, Yeush Shelo Midat. If somebody despairs, remember, it's Shelo Midas. You don't have Das. If you think, if you don't haste, you are not wasted. Think before you do anything. A Yeush, in page number 2, number 12, footnote number 12, A Yeush Univun Adat, Kema'amar HaKadosh Mikotsk, Yeush Shelomi Dat, Im Yesh Yeush, Umechusar Dat, is missing Dat. As a matter of fact, we all know that in the summer, we're all reading Pirkei Avos. Why Pirkei Avos? One of the most important Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos is Al Titya'esh Min HaPoranut. Don't despair from the Poranut. And I'm going to add, Al Titya'esh not only from the Poranut, from the bad, even for good. Even a good thing that might happen to you, think before. Put your dart, because otherwise, Yeush will be Shalomi dart. You have to think for the good and for the bad, but think before. You make a decision, don't click, don't make waste. You have to think before. And you know what? Is it easy? No, it's not. Because the instinct say, oh, it's great. I'm going to go for it. That's again a term here in America. Go for it. Don't go for it so fast. Think before. Bilam Arosho, he didn't give up. He fought with a donkey. One way, another way. He knew that you cannot be Messiah. It makes sense for him to continue. Does it make sense? No. It didn't make any sense. However, it did. But remember, despair in Yush is not necessarily in Ruchnius. It is also in Gashmius. It's in mundane matters, and it is also in spiritual matters. I remember how many times I learned a Shtickel Gemara. I try to understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. I give up. Don't give up. But it's much further than that. For this, you need to have patience. What do you do to succeed? How are you succeeding in fighting this phenomenon? In page number 3, says the Shem Yishmuel, it's towards the end, it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. Number 22, I'm sorry, the first come to the right, number 22. Ubeemet, zo etza, I'm giving you an advice. What should you do? Zo etza yutza, lechol ish abali ta'er. Lo tiye reshit ma'asav lachni et ha'chomo betarnitim v'sigufim. Don't go and fast and suffer. And don't say, I was young and I couldn't do it, and at that time I didn't behave well. So don't talk about it. You will get to a point of despair. Remember, you are created by God, you have a nefesh elokit. So you should know who you are and where you come from. And if you know where you came from, you have an opportunity to fight it. Shem Yishmuel. Don't give up. If you want to get somewhere, you can. Think before, slowly, think. And for that, Rav Zaitchik in Alei Shor said, what do you need primarily? You need a lot of patience. Without patience, you're in trouble. We davening, Nusach Sfarad, as it every day, when we say Tachnun, Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't, but we say Yud Gimel Midot. We say Yud Gimel Midot Naso. What is Nose? Nose. Says Rav Zaitchik, Nose is Savlanut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Savlan. He has the patience for you. You need to be exactly like him. You need to have the patience. Without patience, you have no chance in succeeding. This is the first midah. If you see it in, actually he's quoting the Ramak, but on footnote number 30, Arei zoi arishona b'shloshesre midos, midos harachamim, uba kodesh boruch hu, nose et olamo. 30 is to the left on page number 4. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nose et Olamo, he's caring and he has this, he has a patience for us. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even mashgiach on us? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu has to do with us? Why is he taking the time? You know why? Yes, Savranut. We need to follow and do the same. Now, it's interesting, Arav Zaitchik in the Sefer Musar, in Al Yishor, he's talking about Savranut. First of all, you have to have for yourself. Secondly, you have to have for your friend. Thirdly, you have to have for your spouse. Fourthly, you have to have for the public, for the tzibur. What does it mean to have sovereignty? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noise, arachas kama v'kama, can you need to be. This is the reason why I feel that today's society may be as a problem. If I want this instinct gratification, if I don't get the reward immediately of what I do, I work in schar lo talin pulat schar sachir. You have to get paid for what you did. But in Ruchnius, is that right away? Think. Take the time. But moreover than there, says Rabbi Zaitchik, and I can talk to myself, you need to your spouse, you need your friends. I mentioned how much you need with your children. How much patience do you need to work with your children? Without that little patience that you need to have, you can't continue. So if you are not patient at work, if you're not patient in the street, you're not patient with yourself, how can you be patient with all surround of you? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, so to speak, the Amalek. Amalek in Gematria is Sofek, Sfekes, the Loshon Sofek, but at the same time, Amalek is within you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Did Mitzrayim gone out of us? We, each one of us, as a Mitzrayim. Each one of us as an Amalek. How do we get that out? Think. Have patience. That's the first thing. And you know, those steps, you mentioned, Mr. Katzir, about Rabbi Lau. The question I brought here is Agoda, on page number 5 and footnote number 38. We all say the Agoda, and we know the song, Ilu, Ilu, Ilu. Ilu kirvanu lefnei ha-Sinai ve'lo natan lanu ta Torah dayeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. Okay. He got us almost to Sinai after Amalek, before Amalek. He wouldn't give us the Torah. So what is it all about? Without the Torah, is Am Yisrael have right to exist? Well, what would you do without? So, Rav Lau explains, you'll be united. Am Yisrael will be at least united. Without the Torah, but they will be united. It's also a mile. And I won't tell you differently. You need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, he wants you to think before you get the Torah. Step. There's another stop. Halt. Wait. Think about it. That's all. What's dayenu? We'll get the next step, but think before. Maybe that's why the water, the Mashal HaBe'er, was written only in Sefer Bamidbar, not in Sefer Shemot. You have the water, but I want you to think about the water. I'll let you know about the water later on. What is water? Drop, 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 drop. Slowly, and drop, drop, drop. It's still, but it's not in one shot. There's no, it's, the stream has also many drops. It's Sfirat HaOmer. We're counting, we go slowly. It's not in one shot. And water and Mayim El HaTorah. Same thing. You can't get the Torah in one shot. That was only in your womb. The Gemara in Parshas in Sefer, in Maseret Nida, the Gemara tells us that the baby knew the Alter Kula and then he forgot. Today, you have to work. Adam Lamal Yulad. You have to work. Without working, no chance. You have to do it slowly. Now, we talk about Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was in the cave. He was with the cave and his son for many years, and he went out beginning of the week. I think he went out on a Friday, the Gemara on Shabbos, Lamed Gimel. He went out, and the minute he saw people growing agriculture. He got upset. What is going on? He burned everything. His eyes was burned. What's going on? Because Baruch told him, immediately go back for 1 year. A person like that doesn't fit in the world. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a great person. But today's world and that time's world, to have a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and burning everything around, doesn't exist. The world can't exist like that. That's why he had to go for 1 year, I don't want to say the word, to cool off. Can't. Take the patience. Think. Maybe all those steps in life that I think that we need to, we go slowly, as the reason that the first korban in Pesach that we had the korban haOmer. Korban haOmer is ma'achal be'ema. The korban on Shavuos is shtiyah lechem. It's already ma'achal adam. We go slowly from be'ema to adam. Again, you see steps. Who say that I want it right away first? Was Esav. Esav says, "Ine ani olech lamut, velama li ze b'chora. I'm not interested. It's everything. Give me right now everything. I want to eat. I'm not interested." Eliphaz, the son of Esav, was the father of Amalek. Amalek came out of Esav. Now, if you remember, I asked you about the shor. Shor, the Gemara says, is melech achayot. However, melech, I'm sorry, shor is melech behemot. Melech achayot is aryeh. Aryeh, the lion, is running after the ox. The ox is second. He's running away. He's second. To get to the first, you need to go one step further, one step higher. Issachar was chamor, chamor garem. Va'i lemas sovel. So everybody learns sovel. He was suffering. I learned sovel melashon savlanut. He had patience. He is the one who sits and learns. Isoho koveitim la Torah. Why? Because he is the one that connects Torah, and Torah is Mayim. Mayim is in a slow mode. It's not in one shot. Aot Vav, the letter Vav. The letter Vav is the Ot HaChibur, connects to the next level. What's all about? What are we talking about? Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is one and one. We count 49. We go stages by stages, slowly, slowly. Have patience. That's the letter Vav. Don't jump on the ladder beyond top, because if you get on the top of the ladder, you might fall. So you have to do it very slowly. So the month of Iyar is the month with a second month, but is a month who gives us time to think. It's like a second chance for us to go back to Pesach Sheni. We really need to take the time and think. Sometimes, even though we didn't get the opportunity to be on the first, so we'll be second. There's nothing wrong being second. If we are second, we have a chance later on to be first. So this is the uniqueness of this very month is, yes, Nisan is the Rosh. Iyar is the vice, or the deputy. Sometimes it's not bad to be a deputy because you have a chance to be on top. Thank you. I'm sorry, if you want to ask me any questions, you're more than welcome. How easy does it? Oh, easy does it, right? It's not easy to do it. That's unfortunate. You get one time a chance, you don't get all the time. In life, otherwise, why don't you have Pesach Shlishi? A chance you get, but not all the time. You get the chance. And that's why you need to grab the opportunity. But grab it. Otherwise, but you cannot get all the time. In life, and it's so true, if you take and think about it, how true it is. You get one more time. Wow, you got one more time? Usually you don't get even once. But if you think and you get it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you once. That's what the Shemesh Shmuel said. Remember who you are. You really don't realize who you are. You are a very special person. You are God's creation. And if you are God's creation, God has patience. And you need to compare yourself, Shlosh Remidot, to say, I am. Within yourself, remember, you have an enemy within yourself. You are a person, but you have so many enemies within you. You have the Amalek, I call it, or the Mitzrayim within you. How do you fight it? You say, I am like God. Amalek is not like him. You want to say, I am like him. Wow, I am like him? Yeah. You have the spirit, especially in the Neshama. Take case by case. First of all, what you need to do is to think before. You know, I have the same problem as you do. I have a spouse, and once in a while I don't behave correctly. It's not like anybody else. But you need to learn how to fight it. And how do you do it? So first of all, take it to yourself and say, okay, before you get upset, think about it and meditate or think. Who am I? Yeah, but if you recall, Ma'u Rachum, Afatah Rachum, Ma'u Chanun, Afatah Chanun, what is that order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us? Or we try to resemble his way. So, and we know we are only 70 years or a generation or 100 years today we are on earth. So we have to fulfill our duty to be like him. How do we become like him? That's what her question was, in essence. First of all, look at my enemy within me. I have an enemy. Who is the enemy? He wants me not to be like him.
Don't you think that, like, you go on those levels, accomplish it, but and destroy everything. So how can we ever have a result on our path?
Again, I quote the pasuk: Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Sheva, seven times yipol tzadik. Seven times the tzaddik will fall, however vakam. It's okay. Kodesh Baruch Hu expected. There's nothing wrong. Even a tzaddik, if he fall, seven times he fell. So it means he wouldn't be a tzaddik. Why the pasuk calls him a tzaddik? Sheva pamim, sheva yipol tzaddik. He's still a tzaddik. The fact that you come, you are a tzaddik. There is nothing wrong to fall. The right thing is to do is to come, to get up. Issachar is Torah. Issachar, if you know, Issachar v'Zvulun in all Chazal, Issachar he represents Torah. Va'i lemas oved. Is that the pasuk? The mass of it. Vayet shichmol izbol. I'm sorry. Vayet shichmol izbol. That's the pasuk. Vayet shichmol izbol. Everybody learns vayet shichmol izbol. Melashon sevel, suffering. I learn vayet shichmol izbol. Melashon savlanut. He had the patient, and that's why he is the one that is the teacher. Mechanchim nitir. I spoke about children a little bit. You need savlanut with children. Actually, sometimes you need to admire those rabbis, the teachers, the lady teachers, to work with those 20 of them. I had two of them at home. I had Michigan. So can you imagine? You have 20 in a class. You have to have a lot of savlanut, a lot of patience, and that was Issachar had. Issachar was a person that was the savlanut. He had the patience. And maybe he had the patient like a donkey, for that matter. But at the same time, he learned Torah. And Torah is like mine, is going slowly. That's why you have to learn Torah. That's not the connection. Any other questions? Please ask me. You have an opportunity. Go ahead. Okay, you ask me, I'll ask for that, if you correct it to Mashiach, I'll ask Rabbi Wolf to answer you, but I'll tell you, I'm talking about in this very world. Mashiach should come tomorrow morning. He's not coming at night, so it's coming. Let's hope to come tomorrow morning. I am facing the problem of today. When Jews went out of Egypt, they really wanted to be in another world. They wanted to be in a world of the desert, meaning they would be getting the clothes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should get, they don't have to work, they don't have easy life in going to work. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told them, after the 40th day, he told them, there's an Amalek. There's an Amalek? We don't want to get involved. Oh, we gave up, we want to go back to Egypt, it was great. Was it? No, but we want to go back. That's what they said. They didn't have patience to wait another week. In one more week, they would get the Torah. They would get the Torah, get a certain Dibur, they would be high, who knows where. Didn't have 1 week. Because Boko later on gave them even second chance with Pesach, what you ask. They don't have patience. We don't have patience. We as a society today don't have patience. Today's paper, tomorrow morning, this paper is the garbage part. All the news that's gone. What happened yesterday? Who cares? That's the problem. We need to think. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming. I hope you understood. Understood? Ivan, Ivan, you're there.
Love me, God.